Good evening, everyone. Hope your families are safe and healthy and well. Tonight, once again, our Halacha Gems is generously sponsored by Jerry and Riva Barbalat in honor of their son Yaakov's bar mitzvah this past week. Thank you so much for your generosity, and we wish you and your entire mishpacha much, much continued nachas. We continue with Hilchas Tefillin Simen Tzadi Beis Tzadi Gimel, where the Mechaber told us yesterday, where we learned Sheichav in Libo Lamakam, a person should spend the requisite amount of time preparing so that one should have the right amount of Kavana to Daven to Hashem. Now some of the Mefarshim explain specifically when we talk about how to have Kavana Libo Lamakam, how should that be? So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal. Mishnah Berurah says, Ha'arizal haya mispalo mitoy chasidr, that he was conscientious to Daven while looking at a sitter. And this is one of the ways that the Mishnah Berurah explains how one should have kavana, kidei shechavin ma'oid, that a person, that he, the Arizal, would have greater kavana. We're going to have to explore what that means. But the Mishnah Berurah says that a person, every single individual person, should do according to how they're margish, how they feel, every person in their soul and their nefesh, about this topic, how to increase, how to have the most amount of kavana. V'gam. Farshim explained also, V'gam l'chazaras hashatz. Also, this isn't only true about one singular yechidus, private, personal Shmona Hezer, but also during chazaras hashatz. So it's also because of the kaman, she'nochon l'hakshi mitoy chasidr, a person should answer while watching, while looking, mitoy chasidr. And hoisid b'shem ha'shla kodesh, it's added in the writings of the Shlach Kodesh, she'yesh, there are those who place their hasidr b'fnei b'shas chazaras hashatz, who have their sidr placed before them, whether it's on the table, on the shtender, or even if they're holding it in their hands, they naim v'libam sham shelo yiru achutza, that their eyes are and their hearts are focused on what their sitter is open to before them, so that one should not have their eyes gaze yonder, that they should not look outside, look achutza, and therefore be distracted. Va'oz mechavenin al kol mila umila, and they therefore would be able to be mechavenin to pay attention, to have kavana per every single word. Right in the commentaries, it explains, Kosov, Shenachon Shispalo Hayochin Mitoy Chasidr. As we said, an individual person should daven, obviously, while using a sinner. But here he explains, V'chol Shekein Hashlich Tzibor. But all the more so should a Shlich Tzibor look in a sinner while davening. Why? She'emos HaTzibor Olav. Because the fear, the dread of being the representative of the Tzibor is on him. So if a person feels the dread, the seriousness of that, so how much more responsibility? Meaning, if you're going to take less responsibility specific to your own private Shmoneh Esrei, okay, that's one thing. That's not ideal. But certainly when you're davening on behalf of the Tzibor, for sure. In the Be'er Halacha, it's quoted as saying before, She'yesh Maila L'Hispalo Be'inayim Atzumos, and this is going on the latter statement of the Mishnah Berurah that said that kol lefima shemargish ha'adam benafsho, a person should do whatever they need to do to have kavana. Now there are some people who clearly have kavana when they're davening, looking at a sitter, and there are others. Says the Be'er Halacha that there are those who feel that it's a maila, that it's identifiably greater to daven while one's eyes are closed. Maybe you'll have more kavana while doing that. And obviously, you have to be familiar with the davening, at least somewhat. Shari Tshuva also quotes the Shari Tshuva, the Kaf HaChaim, Kosov B'Sefer HaKavonos, so Kosov Sha'arizal, again, quoting the Arizal, Hayim Ispalo Tefilah Shmona Esrei Be'enayim Segurois, that when the Arizal would daven the Shmona Esrei, his eyes were closed. So maybe throughout the duration of davening, you would daven using a sitter, and you're looking inside, and your finger on the place, and Perush HaMilim. But while a person's davening Shmona Esrei, so then your eyes are going to be closed, and when you're going to open them, you'll look at only the sitter. But if you're going to follow the Arizal, he had his eyes closed during the recitation of the Shmoneh Esrei. Shekol Adam Yisha Be'atzma Ech Yochel L'Chaven Yosef B'Tfilah. Each person identify, individualize, and proclaim which is the best way a person should have Kavanah. So for some it's looking at a sitter, for others it's keeping their eyes closed, and a person should do what is Margish Ha'adam B'Nafsho K'moshe Kosev in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, as a way of final comment in the Hosafos here, explains, well, Inyan Tefilah Shabbos. Now, this is true, perhaps, with regards to in Yonei Tefilas Bechol, weekday davening. But what about Inyan Tefilah Shabbos? So, Kosev HaShari Tshuva. It's written in the writings of the Shari Tshuva in Simen Rasaz Seif Kotten Beis, B'Shem HaRizal again, She'ein L'Hispalel Be'inayim Atzumos, it's better for a person on Shabbos not to daven with their eyes closed. And I guess we'll assume that the reason that is, of course, the case is because of the fact that one is less familiar with the Tefillah Shabbos. And so therefore, one would be able to be more benefited by looking specifically at a Siddur. So we see the difference here between weekday and Shabbos. For my family, to yours, I wish you a healthy, a safe, and a pleasant evening.